flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am so tired of the Chiefs. The refs are giving the Chiefs the game stuff.
It's overshadowed the game, Nick.
It has, and it's overshadowed. Like we were deciding in the break between like him saying I give Mahomes the edge to Allen in this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That should be the narrative on this game
by a wide margin.
But people refuse to accept it. I mean, we talked about this middle of the week, and we had a video put out there, and this has become, it's almost like a political issue. People have lost their reason when it comes to this. There is no financial incentive for referees to rig the game either side. There isn't. You know why? Because they're graded off their how well did you do. That's not right. How well did you do in doing good things
and
for the Chiefs.
If you do bad, they don't ask you to do these games again.
And which, by the way, for these referees who are part-timers, that means incredible amounts of money. And then, it's because of gambling. Guys, the NFL, you cannot work for the league and have one of these accounts.
I know, but the Tim Donaghy stuff stays with people's mind, and yeah. I think he set back a lot of these conversations, probably until, I might be dead by the time it erases all of them.
So I always just go to, all right, who has on what side potentially has a bias, right, in terms of defending the referees or not? There is no bias to defend the referees. There isn't. I mean, in terms of, like, the referees having a bias or they're incentivizing. The only bias here is, you don't like the Chiefs.
No,
or you've got your tinfoil hat on and somehow believe in every conspiracy out there. Like,
the
put the mushrooms
stuff
down and chill the hell out.
I get everything that you're saying from that perspective. I do. But I do think if we actually took a real football discussion of it all, I think Mahomes has found a way to be able to bait penalties.
Yes.
And to be able to, like, I mean, LeBron gets preferential treatment. We've seen stars have preferential treatment. I think Mahomes has gotten to a spot where he's very good at understanding the moment and in real time doing something that many quarterbacks can't do, which is deciding in real time how to get the penalty, when to get the penalty, and then to actually then get the penalty.
Absolutely. So don't like...
I kind of think of it, it's kind of like a skill in many ways.
It is. And by the way, if you want to use that as justification to not like Pat Mahomes, you should. Because it's the one unlikable thing I found about him. I don't like flopping as much as the next person. I might laugh at it in the moment, but when I really start to think about how much time he's putting into doing this on the field, it is annoying. I mean, it's more annoying than Jackson Mahomes' little TikToks or whatever
annoying
Brittany Mahomes does with her face, which is such a weird, like, if you care about that, if you judge Mahomes or her on that, you're a weird knob.
I like Brittany, and we've been on the record, by the way. I like Brittany.
I don't like or dislike. She exists. I exist. We're on different parallels. We have different
lives.
Kansas
City, they treat her like she's a queen.
They should.
Really do. They do.
Should.
That is the queen and king of the city.
But it's gotten to such a point where it's like, okay, we get it. Okay. You just admit it. You don't want the Chiefs to win, and you get infuriated that they can win. And it was easier to accept the Chiefs' dominance when it was sexy.
You saw the graphic.
It's not sexy.
But you saw the graphic that went out. Since 2021, Chiefs playoff penalties, 66 for the opponents, 36 for the Chiefs. 10 times the opponents had more penalties. Chiefs had zero times. And 541 penalty yards of 319.
Yeah, they're the fifth least penalized team in football.
Listen, I look at it as Mahomes has just figured out how to get these things.
Well, no, guys,
it's a skill.
Guys, they're a well-coached team. Well-coached teams don't commit a lot of penalties.
Yeah, but that would be suggesting that all these other playoff teams are just poorly coached teams. I don't know if I agree with that.
No. What I mean is, in the regular season, like, so my thing is...
is playoff penalties.
Well, yeah, I'm making a correlation. And if you were a massively penalized team in the regular season, and you go to the postseason, and all of a sudden, suddenly you don't get penalties, and you're getting more penalties than normal, cool. Look at the disparity between the regular. There's no disparity between how they're called in the regular season and how they're called. That would say that how they're called in the regular season is how they're called in the postseason. Now, unless you think it's just from the second the whistle blows to the start of the season that there's some bias, okay, guys. Patrick Mahomes is just an elite football player. Chris Jones and George Karlaftis and Trent McDuffie. Are elite football players.
Yeah. Like, I just think it's interesting that it's dominated the week.
And
what it's supposed to be the lead up to just an awesome game and the game we've been thinking about all year long, this has dominated it. And I'm with you. I think it's wild to suggest that the Chiefs are getting preferential treatment or even Mahomes is even getting star treatment. I do think he's gotten good at figuring out how to get the calls, but I look at that like that's just something he has in his arsenal that he can use.
Yeah, and I think people are sleeping on even bigger than Allen Mahomes. We're sleeping on a team that is on the precipice of history. I everything about the matchup itself tells me the Bills should win.
Yeah, I think the Bills are going to win, by the way.
I don't. I think the Chiefs are going to do what the Chiefs have consistently done this year.
One thing that Derek said was he's like, well, if they need to score six touchdowns, they'll score six touchdowns. My argument against that is we haven't seen the Chiefs this season score 31.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't like, and it's one thing Mahomes talked about in the regular season. He wanted to just blow out a team because they hadn't really done that. And then the week that he said that, they played in a 3-point game against the Panthers. Like their offense isn't humming the way that it once did.
It isn't. I think the Chiefs are going to win, and I think it's going to be Chiefs Eagles, and I think the Chiefs are going over.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Because they just know how to win. At the end of the day, how you win doesn't matter as long as you know how to win. And I don't think anybody has suckered other teams into playing their game better than the Chiefs this year. I think the best thing for the Chiefs, by the way, is that they lose. I do. Because they need to change that roster, and they've been stubborn about getting Mahomes the help he needs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to change regardless, though. I do. You have to.
Are we bringing back Tyreek Hill?
Probably not
Tyreek
Hill.
He wants out. You're bringing him back?
Would you make a Godfather offer for Garrett Wilson? Can you imagine Garrett Wilson with Pat Mahomes?
That'd be fun. I would love to see the reaction to a loss, just because I'd love to see how they reload and how they try to figure this all out, because they've really gotten comfortable with the idea that Mahomes can just turn it on, and he hasn't shown me that he can't. But at the apex for Buffalo, I don't think you can. When Buffalo, if they play their A game, nobody beats them in the NFL right now.
I don't think they're playing their A game, because I think that's something that. Because here's the thing, everybody's, and I'm not saying yours is, everybody's analysis on this game is going to come down to, well, one offense is better than the other. This is not a. I think this Chiefs defense is not something this team has seen. This Bills team has seen so far, and I think that's going to be a real. I think that's the equalizer, and it's been the equalizer all season long. And listen, this is a guy who, if I never had to watch Juwan Taylor play right tackle or DJ Humphreys play left tackle or Wanya Morris, I cannot stand to watch the tackles play for Kansas City. I really can't. It's ugly. It's unnecessary. It's indecent.
It's indecent.
So we should be rooting for the Chiefs to lose. So maybe they'll do more of a turnover like you're saying. But at the same point, man, I just think the Chiefs are inevitable. And I think, because every time I've doubted them, or not me.
See,
every
I time, hadn't. That's the thing. I consistently had been, don't doubt Mahomes. It's not going to work out well for you. And this is the first year that I've come around to doubting Mahomes.
I think this is like me wanting to fire Ryan Day, or saying go ahead and fire him after the Michigan game. And then four games later, I'm like, okay. I was mad. You still go beat Michigan, please. I think on like 3 Mondays from now, you're going to be like, all right, I shouldn't have done it.
Listen, if they get into the shootout, that the one we saw with the 13-second game a couple years ago, Mahomes doesn't win that game this year.
Dane Brugler has a word of caution for Browns fans to lead off the 5 at 5 at 5:03 on 92.3 The Fan.